So we're learning some halachot. These are the laws of Erev Rosh Hashanah. Nohagim l'ta'anot Erev Rosh Hashanah. There's a custom to fast Erev Rosh Hashanah. Interesting, in left Shulchan Aruch brings this custom. Normally when it comes to fasting Erev Rosh Hashanah or Erev Rosh Chodesh, that we call Yom Kippur Katan, the day before Rosh Chodesh. Okay, some people do it every month, some people have the custom, but when it comes to Erev Rosh Hashanah, it's already brought down in Halakha. So it's a serious one. Umikorom and Midrash. The Tur brings this down in the Midrash, in Siman Tavkuf Be'alef, a mashal to a city or a country that owed some back taxes to the king. And the taxes were an exorbitant amount, and there was no way that they were able to pay it. They didn't have the money. So they came and they sent emissaries to the king to ask him for a pardon. So the king, when he saw the emissaries come, he said, okay, one third I'll let go. As the day of payment came closer, so they sent even more people to see the king to plead, because they didn't have any money. So the king says, okay, another third. And then finally, when it came to the day of payment, all the city, the men, the women, the children, they came out, they cried. And the king said, okay, no problem, you're off the hook. So the mashal is that there's three times that we plead to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for our case. If God's going to take payment from us, we don't have what to pay. So it says the Hashuvim, they come plead the case Erev Rosh Hashanah. That's the first time where we ask for clemency. And on Erev Rosh Hashanah, God wipes off a third. Asiri Meteshuvah, some other people come along and fast. More people fast during Asiri Meteshuvah than they fast on Erev Rosh Hashanah. That Arizal says to fast during Asiri Meteshuvah, and God forgives the second third. And on Kippur, everybody fasts. Mm-hmm. On Kippur, that's the whole. Then God gives us a third. So you see that Erev Rosh Hashanah has the ability to atone for a third of the Averot. I once heard from Rabbi Hillel Heber. They asked, he said, how can it be that Erev Rosh Hashanah has the same value of Kippur? Kippur also takes off a third. So he said, it's easier to take off the first third than the last third. So when a person goes to a store and you negotiate, the guy says, $100. What do you mean $100? I'm not paying $100. I want a discount. He goes, okay, we'll give you a 30% discount. You're like, okay. The first 30% is easy because it's factored in already. It's easy. Okay, give me whatever, $60. The guy, well, $60. The second 30% is much harder now because now you're getting into his profits. Okay, $30. To get it for free, that's impossible. So therefore, although it's the same thirds in ratio, but it's not the same third. It's the first third, it's the last third. But you see that Erev Rosh Hashanah clearly has a great value. So therefore, the people that are able to do it, when's Rosh Hashanah this year? Wednesday? Wednesday night. So Thursday, Friday. So Wednesday is Erev Rosh Hashanah. The custom is to make a ta'anit. V'tov shekol adam yinhog v'ta'anit zechutz mechalush harbe. Of course, if a person is weak, or he's old, or he's zaken, sick, no problem. Even the ne'arim mitanim. Wow. Shtabra brings that. Kapa'im. Even the ne'arim, the youngsters, I guess, after bar mitzvah. V'nu'agim mitanot gam imhu la'achar ha'molad. Okay, normally, we don't fast on Erev Rosh Chodesh, only before the molad, before the new moon. Once the new moon appears, sometimes the new moon appears the day before Rosh Chodesh. That's the way it works out. The new moon appears a day before, a couple of hours before. So we're not supposed to fast after the molad. So let's say the people who know, they'll say, oh, let's say Rosh Chodesh is on a Thursday, right? So normally they would fast on a Wednesday. But they know that the molad is going to be on Wednesday. The molad is Wednesday. So they make the tanit on Tuesday. They push to do it before. In this case, it doesn't matter. It's a nyan of Erev Rosh Chodesh. Even if the molad is before, they fast on that day. It's